Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You thought we'd forget Giving Tuesday. Not a chance. And I'm telling you, we've got a great local charity that is with us this morning. This is a win every Tuesday. We offer airtime to some of the great not-for-profits and charities in and around Central Virginia. And today, Andrea Starr is with us, and she is the executive director of a local nonprofit called the Forward Foundation, which is a new name. Andrea, tell me what the old name was and why this big rebranding you're announcing today.
So this is so exciting to have the opportunity to share with you. Forward Foundation was formerly known as the Sophie House.
Oh, I've heard of you guys. Okay.
Yeah. So the Sophie House is actually celebrating its 10th anniversary this year.
Okay.
So with that comes evolving and change and very exciting news, and hence the rebranding of the Forward Foundation.
Now, I remember talking about the Sophie House years ago, and tell me about your mission. It involves women who are in a moment of crisis in their life, right?
Yes, it absolutely does. We are working with single mothers who have encountered a life-altering event and are now in crisis. Hmm. Many of our clients have been unable to work because they can't afford the cost of childcare.
Yeah.
So we are now able to offer them financial assistance with their childcare expenses so they are able to earn an income and be able to provide for their families.
I can imagine that this is a real problem, but tell me how big a problem it can be. I mean, when does a life-altering event actually occur for a lot of the clients that you work with?
Well, you know, there are many different circumstances that can account for a life-altering event. It could be the death of a spouse. It could be the illness, a terminal illness of a spouse. It could be an unexpected departure or an incarceration, you know, something like that has happened that, you know, you woke up this morning and everything was hunky-dory and you went to bed that night and your life was very, very different.
And there's no money to come in and you've got no options, no immediate options, right?
Exactly. And, you know, it's crucial that we are able to support these women and these children in a manner that is going to be sustainable for them. And ultimately, that goal is we want them to be able to work. There are many women that are not making enough money that they are able to work and pay for childcare.
Mm-hmm.
So then the option becomes, you know, we want to try to get government assistance. And we want to, do everything we can to help not have that happen. And by being able to first and foremost offer them financial assistance for childcare, that keeps them employed.
Right.
And that, you know, that's what we want. And there are currently 15 million single moms in America today who are currently raising more than 22 million American youth. Single parent families make up 32% of that number.
Yeah.
And the average cost for childcare, full-time childcare, is anywhere between $1,200 and $1,600 a month. That's a mortgage payment.
That's a chunk of change.
Yeah.
And tell me about your success rate. I mean, I think conservatives, especially all the conservatives that listen to WRVA, would be interested in, you know, your goal is to get people stable and not just keep them on a sustaining supplement, but help them make good decisions so that in a year or 2 years, they're back in a stable situation. Do you have a good success rate with this?
So, you know, this has just started. This program has just been implemented.
Okay.
Sophie House was providing other services to women, and we changed that with our rebranding. They were focusing on securing housing and food pantry and other wonderful areas, but there are a lot of other people that are focusing on those areas and doing them very well. So it was decided that we really wanted to streamline the mission because this need is so great. And we are currently working with five families right now. Mm-hmm. And the goal is that we aren't just providing them with the financial assistance for the childcare. We are also asking for them to be vested in their future. And part of their agreement in receiving our services is that they have to complete a certain amount of educational workshops over that 12-month period.
Right.
And these are all workshops that would be something that would be beneficial to them and their family. So yeah. Financial workshops, we've been able to collaborate with Capital One, who offers free financial workshops for families. And that's been, that's going to be a huge, huge component of what it is that we're doing.
Yeah.
We're also asking for the women to volunteer hours so that, again, they're vested. They understand the importance of what they're doing and the outcome that will come about after the fact. And once they complete this program, we are then going to be using them as mentors to help new women coming in. So this is really about empowering these women and showing them that they are so much stronger than they think.
Yeah, that whole mindset of the hand up and not a handout really seems like the attitude that you're taking. So I know our audience will appreciate that work. And you've got an event coming up next month, and we wanted to make sure you had an opportunity to promote that. What is it, February 29th?
It is February 29th. It is Celebrate, a Night of Laughter Giving and Paying It Forward.
Mm-hmm.
It will be held at the ACA Shrine Center off Bellevue Avenue in Richmond.
Oh.
Your tickets will include a dinner catered by our dinner sponsor, Maggiano's, which is always delicious.
That's true.
Our signature sponsor of the event, which we are incredibly grateful for, is Flooring RVA. We will have Micah Bam Bam White. I know many people are familiar with Micah's philanthropy throughout the area, but also his professional comedic abilities.
Okay.
So he will be our master of ceremonies, and he will be doing a live comedy routine. We'll have a silent auction. We'll have casino games, horse racing, raffles, a DJ, all kinds of fun surprises, and just lots of opportunities to get out, have a great time, a wonderful date night, but also being able to support a wonderful cause and help these women.
That's fantastic. Well, we're excited about it and glad to have you on the air, especially to make the big announcement about the name change and the recalibration of the mission that you've got, which I know so many people will look at those around them and think, you know what, I remember 10 years ago when somebody who was close to me was in this very situation. And thank goodness there's somebody now who can, you know, help these women find themselves in a better spot in 12 months or 24 months. Andrea Starr is the executive director of the Forward Foundation. You know it from years ago as the Sophie House, but the new name, the Forward Foundation. And we'll put a link so that folks who want to attend on the 29th can find a place to get tickets on our website at WRVA.com. Thanks, Andrea.
Thank you so much, John.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.